Haven't you ever wondered what the world would look like in the future? Waking up to low radio frequency waves shining upon your face. Walking out of your room with breakfast made by your own robot. Looking outside of your apartment watching motor vehicles fly by. As a child, just after we ate dinner, my family would gather on the couch, my head resting against my father's arm, wrapped in a warm, cozy blanket as it snowed outside. My mother would open a bag of steaming, buttery popcorn, only to have my father and brother engulf it. She also made hot chocolate just for herself and I. We stared at an old TV screen. Being raised on classic movies like The Godfather, 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Alien, one movie that really stood out to me was Back to the Future. There was one scene in the movie where Marty McFly rode a hoverboard, basically a levitating skateboard. They sped through an explanation that intrigued me, and I desired to understand more about technology and how it could improve people's lives. I was introduced to smart cities by my father because he was helping engineer the safety side of a project. During my underclassmen days, my engineering teacher engendered my interest in smart cities when we had to write a research paper about them. Our group had to deal with current problems, for instance, cyber attacks, poor security systems, and traffic problems. I realized that I wanted to specialize in civil engineering more than mechanical, because I aspired to design cities instead of machines. Although I briefly thought about architecture, I came to a realization that I did not only just want to design, but to also construct reliable and safe structures. Therefore, I resolved that I want to major in civil engineering at Texas Tech. So what is a smart city? It is a city that helps provide the needs and wants of its citizens while installing a capable, profitable, and eco-friendly environment. A city that rapidly grows and innovates with its citizens. We, as engineers, have to learn to mold a technology to the needs and wants of the city. According to Ali Barbara, engineers need to find a balance between technology and man. Barbara brings up smart campuses as an example of small ecosystems, place where engineers and scientists can analyze the campus's reactions towards the use of smart technology and how it affects the population. This data helps teachers and students to interact with each other while guiding each student's learning for success in his or her field. One of the first countries that integrated smart campuses was Australia. The campuses got a lot of attention from their experiment, and it helped boost their appeal. This assisted increasing economics in the country as well as urbanization, making more students want to apply to their campus. The influence of smart cities on an economic standpoint could offer a potential global economic impact of $4 trillion to $11 trillion a year by 2025. In El Makrami and Lozovico's article, they address a study by Ivan Berger, where he states that two-thirds of the world's population will live in urban areas by 2050, according to the United Nations. To deal with the challenges that this brings, cities will need sophisticated technologies to monitor, analyze, and quickly respond to traffic ties-ups, citizens' complaints, and lots more. In the business front, most labor jobs will have been replaced with technology. Unfortunately, technology has taken away jobs, even though it is cost-efficient as well as productive in the business position. Now, diving into some problems in the cities at the moment and how smart cities can help fix them. Many people are unaware of technology and how dangerous it could be. Anyone could be attacked and hacked if they have a device. As a child, I used to play online computer games because I wasn't very close to my classmates since I moved a lot. I saw no need of befriending kids who I'd only leave in the next year. I stuck with online friends, and not all of the people I met were good people. Sadly, my friend's account had been hacked, and I did not have any other way of contact with her but through the game. I never spoke to her since because of the incident. Ever since then, I never gave out my information to avoid getting hacked. Security outreach causes a very dangerous threat where a hacker could take control over a motor vehicle, putting the riders at risk. An example of this would be Chris Backus's case, where a 2014 Jeep Cherokee was hacked to test what the hacker could control in the vehicle. They found that the engine, brakes, and steering wheel of the car were liable for manipulation. Obviously, hacking is an issue for smart cities as well. That's why they are constantly being tested by cybersecurity and being better protected. We want technology to be safe enough where you can trust your car or have access to your bank statements without the chance of death or fraud. I used to play games that had a system of in-game currency. I would always beg and sometimes even shed tears to get my mom to give me $5 to buy my Club Penguin some hair or some clothes, just to feel cool and to show off to my online friends. Although I was a child, my mother decided to teach me a very important lesson about technology and money. She taught me how to not give out information online so easily, to check the safety of the website, and to find reviews about the website from others. Guaranteed the safety of your information before sending anything through a website. That goes for all types of technology. Each would have to go through a cyber hygiene before they are developed any further for public use to prevent slight offenses. Politics will also be affected by smart cities, as political leaders will have to construct policies to accommodate the population in order to gain votes. Main issues they will focus on are stability, security, and crime in cities. However, oftentimes when these problems rise, politicians fail to take responsibility for what they say they would do. Our political leaders have been safeguarded continuously by these problems they are responsible for. Political leaders will have to take charge of safety and the decisions needed to help developers create a smart city. So they play a vast part in our future. In conclusion, technology can and has improved lives by enabling us to track our health, innovating new medicines, and making simple tasks easier. My mom discovered during my sophomore year that she could go grocery shopping online, which amazed my whole family because it was so time efficient. My mother could order what the house needed, and the rest of the family could just pick up the groceries. Another example of this would be life support. My family friend was in a terrible car crash at the age of 24. He had spun around in his car without a seatbelt on and suffered a severe blow to his head from the collision. My family quickly raced to the hospital, and I remember how stunned my father was by how badly the injury was, and tried to cover my eyes. His hands could not hide him, and my breath became soft as I stared. I noticed that my eyes began to water without me fully understanding the situation. I felt like I was drowning, not able to speak or voice my emotions. The doctor scheduled him to be put on life support. Thankfully, after what seemed like ages, he was able to get off life support. I remember the day he came out of the hospital. His embrace reminded me of how I missed him so much, and seeing him stand on 2 feet, not in pain, holding me as I held him, made me realize the importance of technology. My heart was filled and thankful for technology, for giving him a second chance to live. Initially, a smart city focuses on the city's IoT, which are humans/things related to the internet. Each city has different needs depending on climate, biases, and economics. Therefore, many cities have to change to accommodate to their community. For example, in the United States, traffic can be a problem in some states. Engineers can track traffic to learn and create solutions for urban road infrastructures, roadways, or a new type of transportation. When I went to Disney World, they had a type of transportation I'd never seen before called monorails. Bullet chains that slid smoothly across a track. The monorails crisscrossed the park, helping the riders travel to the Magic Kingdom park from their hotel suites. Guests were able to avoid car traffic and were delivered straight to their destination. I was astonished at the thought of monorails and wondered why there wasn't one connected to my elementary school. Since it was Disney, I regarded it as just another enjoyable and magical ride, not just a way of transportation. The future of our environment will drastically change for the better. Younger generations have been accountable and aware of all the harm humans have caused to this earth and ourselves. By making myself a part of that change, I am honored to be working on smart cities in the near future.